Welcome to the Over 40 Alpha Podcast with your host, Funk Roberts. Funk has co-authored the best-selling book, Rapid Body Makeover. He is a master metabolic trainer, has been interviewed as a fitness expert on NBC, ABC, and CBS affiliates, and has a dedicated following of over 1.5 million people worldwide. With this podcast, Funk is dedicated to helping men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond to regain their manhood and reach their highest potential through fitness, health, nutrition, mindset, and becoming over 40 alpha men. Join me in welcoming your host, Funk Roberts.
Hey, what's up, my brother? And welcome to the Over 40 Alpha Podcast. This is a special edition, episode number 7. And once again, I just want to thank you guys for spending time with me and listening. It really, really, I really appreciate it. And if you guys don't know, my name is Funk Roberts. And, you know, my goal here is to help men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and beyond to get in the best shape of their lives through my four pillars, which is mindset, recovery strategies, nutrition, and of course, workouts, all to help boost testosterone and get you in the best shape of your life. And in this episode today, episode number 7, it's really a special episode because basically I'm doing something different here. What I'm doing here is every week I have a weekly coaching call, video coaching call with the people in my Over 40 Shred Brotherhood, the people in the 90-day program. And I wanted to kind of turn this one, this specific call, into a podcast episode because it just makes sense in where we are when I release this. And we are in deep in the holiday season, deep in Christmas season, Hanukkah season, holiday parties. And what does that mean? That means a lot of eggnog, a lot of alcohol, a lot of cookies, cakes, ham, a lot of things that... That causes weight gain. And I wanted to help you guys. I wanted to help you guys navigate through this time because one of the biggest mistakes people make, especially during this time, is they kind of give up on health and give up on fitness and they just kind of indulge fully. Like they jump, you know, head first fully. And listen, I'm not telling you not to indulge. I'm not telling you not to enjoy, because this is a festive season. You know, this Christmas, there's Hanukkah, there's family, there's friends parties, family parties, work parties. There's all kinds of things that, you know, allow you to be social and you know, enjoy people's company and just enjoy the time. So yes, you absolutely need to and should enjoy the time, but you should navigate it with intelligence. And one of the biggest, like I said, one of the biggest problems people, men do specifically, is they give up, right? They could be on a program, they could be doing well, and then all of a sudden December comes, or, you know, after Thanksgiving, like, okay, you know what, I'm just going to wait till January. And that's the biggest mistake, man, because January comes, and what happens is it's a new year. So new stuff happens at work, your kids go back to school, you know, things may be different around the house. And then you're scrambling to find a program. You're scrambling to, like, okay, let me just join the gym, you know, because I'd made my resolution. I'm going to join the gym. And you just join the gym and you have no plan. You have no plan of attack. You have nothing to fall on to help you start the year off. And now you're even deeper in a hole because not only have you put on 5 pounds, 10 pounds, 15 pounds, 20 pounds, not only do you feel like shit going into the new year, which is supposed to be a new you, new year, that sort of, you know, mantra, you have no plan. You have nothing. You haven't done anything over the last month or so. You probably haven't gone to work out or exercise, and you're just in a low time, and it makes it very, very hard to start. Your motivation's there. You're excited. You're like, yeah, yeah. But then it's like, oh, shit, where do I start? And so what I wanted to do is I wanted to use this opportunity to make this episode about how to navigate through the holidays, how to stay healthy through the holidays. Because listen, my biggest thing is ensuring that I stay healthy during the holidays. And I've got a ton of parties and ton of events to go to. Like, listen, tonight, this is Friday when I'm taping this, I've got a party at my friend's house, Tara and Lance. They're hosting a party. Then tomorrow, I have my wife's work party. Then on Tuesday, I have Deval, my cousin / sister. I have her party. And then next Friday, we're going to my mom's. So we're going to spend time with my mom and my dad. And they have great food. And then the following Sunday, we've got Angela's parents. So we're going to Angela's mom's house to have and celebrate Christmas. Then we have Christmas Day with, you know, my family, my extended family, my big family. And then, you know, Boxing Day, Angela and I are going to have a date day where we go out and go to the movies. So like literally in the next week and a half, I've got a ton of different events and who knows what else will pop up. So for me, I have to make sure that I'm on the ball because it's easy for us to just let everything go. We've done this before. Listen, I've done this before in the past where I've said, forget about it. We'll pick it up in January. And it's super hard because January turns into February and February turns into March and then March turns into April. And you're like, wow, I'm still, you know, out of shape. And it's really hard for me to get back into shape. And even though that was my goal or resolution or what have you, it's still very hard because I wasn't focused. So I'm not telling you guys to like obviously trash everything, but what I'm telling you is there are ways to stay healthy during this time. And for me, you know, I want to even lose weight during this time. So there's a lot of strategies that you can use to help you, you know, maybe gain maybe 5 pounds as opposed to 10, 15, 20 pounds. You know, it's okay to gain a bit of weight during this time, but the habits and the habits that you will be doing, the behaviors that you will be doing during this time will easily help you transfer into the new year already, you know, working out. You've been already working out during the time, so that's not going to be something new. You're already kind of using some strategic nutrition and healthy eating lifestyle, so that's not going to be crazy for you. You're already doing some recovery stuff. Your mind's already there, so everything's already there. And this podcast is going to help you. And also, just before we get into the podcast, if you don't have a program right now that you know you're going to start in January or a program that you're using right now, then get on my 90-day over 40 shred program for men over 40. Man, this is a program focused on mindset, focused on nutrition, workouts, recovery. Everything is there. It's 90 days, 3 phases. Phase 1 is fat loss. You've got workouts, all follow-along workouts. You've got a full nutrition plan. You've got recovery strategies. You've got a mindset accountability strategy. And then after 30 days, phase 2 comes along and we're going to build muscle. We're going to use dumbbells at home or at the gym and you're going to build freaking muscle, new nutrition plan, new recovery strategies, and new accountability so you stay accountable. And then in phase 3, we're going to shred that body, man. We're going to continue to build muscle. We're going to continue to shred the fat. We've got 4 new workouts, 4 new follow-along workouts, new nutrition plan. So everything is new every 30 days. It's specific. It doesn't matter what level you're at. It doesn't matter if you haven't worked out in 100 years. It doesn't matter if you're a beginner level. We progressively progress you through. So you just do the best you can. And it's more than just workouts. It's about mindset. It's about the nutrition. That's going to be the key. It's about getting rid of foods that you know you shouldn't be eating, doing things that you know you shouldn't be doing. I'm going to be there to coach you weekly video calls like the one that you're about to hear in this one. We've got Facebook Live, we've got a Facebook group, we've got an app. So everything you have is on the app. Go to over40shred.com/90-day-program/, and use over 40 shred 30 to get 30% off. Get that program, man. Get on it. Anyways, right now I'm going to take you to, now again, remember, this is a call that I did with my brothers, over 40 alphas who are doing the program. So it's not like your specific, podcast episode where it's just me or me and a guest. So I'm just going through things. There was a sort of like a whiteboard behind me. So just bear with it. But the information that you're going to get here is going to be so beneficial for you during these next 3 weeks, right? Start tonight. Like, okay, I'm going to start using these things. And if you need a program, if you need like short workouts that, you know, you can do, that are like 10 minutes, 15 minutes, just to keep that behavior going, then get on that 90-day program, man. Over40shred.com/90-day program/ Use discount code over40shred30, lowercase, and that's going to get you an additional 30% off. Get that 90-day program. But anyways, without further ado, here is the ways to stay healthy during the holiday season. Get it done.
You know, top 10 strategies for eating healthy during this time of the year, because generally speaking, during this time of the year, like November, there's Thanksgiving in the U.S. We just had Thanksgiving as Canadians, but this is the time of the year that generally what happens is people tend to say, okay, well, you know, Thanksgiving just happened, you know, I ate, whatever. Now there's the Christmas holidays and there's all these parties. So what most guys do is they're like, okay, you know what, let's just do whatever we want to do. Let's binge, let's eat, let's do what we have to do. We'll pick it up in January, right? We'll get back to it in January. But that never, ever, 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 ever works, because especially at our age, right? Like, we're getting older. It's harder for us to get back to where we were, and it's easier for us to actually put on that weight. So the more, you know, we're indulging, we're drinking, we're having a great time, which is what you want to do during the holidays, you're actually sabotaging yourself, because what's, again, you know, you're eating, you're drinking, you're putting on weight, and you figure that's going to be okay to get on track. Well, as soon as January comes, you're going to be like, wow, man, where did this 20 pounds come from? Where did this 30 pounds come from? Where did this belly come from? And then you realize, you guys already know this, it's harder to get back. It's harder to get that weight back off. You got to work even harder to get that weight back off. And in the mind, it's like, well, shit, I just worked 3 months, 4 months, 5 months to transform my body, to transform my health. I'm the healthiest I can be. And then in a month and a half, it's all gone. Literally, most of it's gone. And if we're not getting back to where we were before quick enough, that plays with our mind, right? That plays with, like, shit, man, I'm not getting back to where I was. How come I'm not losing weight as fast as I was before? How come I'm not, you know, my metabolism slowed down? Well, that's because you spend a month and a half, you know, not focusing on health and fitness or having a plan of attack during this time, which generally will stress you out. And of course, what is stress? Well, stress is cortisol. And what does cortisol do? Well, it adds belly fat, it adds, you know, body fat, and it lowers your testosterone. So it's just something that, you know, it's kind of like, I used to get into this phase all the time. Like, as soon as the Canadian Thanksgiving, which is October, comes up, you got a few months to you know, you got about a month to stay on track. But then November Thanksgiving, U.S. Thanksgiving comes up. And for us Canadians, we kind of hop on the U.S. Thanksgiving because there's football and, you know, Thursday football. And so we kind of like hop onto that. And then we realize, well, now it's December and, you know, forget it. Let's just forget about it. But we can't do that. This is the year that stops. And the only way to do that is having a plan of attack, which I'm what I'm going to go through here. I know you guys probably can't read this, but I'm going to resend it out and like in a form that you can read it. But let's go through this. The key is, you know, you have to realize that it's going to be very hard to get back on track in January if you haven't put together a plan of attack. And yes, the holidays are supposed to be fun. This is a time where you want to enjoy with your family, your friends, you know, people you haven't seen in a while. You want to enjoy, and you can 100% do that. Like, that's exactly what we're setting this up for. But you know, we really have to make sure that we have a game plan so that we're not sabotaging, so that we, you know, so that we can get back on track. And listen, you're going to put on a bit of weight during this time. It's inevitable, unless you don't, you know, if you totally don't do anything, you know, you're not celebrating anything or what have you throughout the next couple of weeks, but you are going to put on a bit of weight. I generally don't put on that much weight during this time because I truly stick to this plan. I'm not a drinker either, so it really helps that because I don't drink, it's much easier for me to keep off weight during this time. So I generally don't put on a lot of weight during this time, but in years past, I definitely did. I would put on 20, 30 pounds and it would be hard to get back on track. So anyways, let's kind of, the key that is, you need to find a balance during this time between your workouts, your nutrition, your health, and just accepting the fact that, you know, there's going to be days where you're going to be eating a little unhealthy and celebrating and indulging, and that's fine. Like, you know, we want to stay guilt-free. So, like I said, we need to put a plan together. This is the plan right here. This is going to help all of us get through these next six weeks, so that we're not guilty, because that's key. We can't feel guilty, because when we feel guilty about things, we keep things in, and when we start keeping things in, that's when we start to indulge. That's when we start our mental capacity starts to go down. And we hide things, we keep things in, and we play like, oh, everything's okay, but really it isn't. We're guilty that we're not eating properly, our health is going down, and that causes us to indulge a little bit more, you know, try to get those comfort foods in. So we need to stay on top of everything. Okay, so these are strides gonna work. Now, I want to say this, and I'm saying this with conviction. We have to stop blaming other people for this time of the year when we eat more or what have you. We got to stop blaming everybody else. We got to stop blaming your kids. We got to stop blaming the wife. We got to stop blaming work, your friends, the weather, whatever it is. We got to stop blaming other people. You're accountable. Each one of you are accountable for what you eat, saying yes, saying no. The guy who blamed the kids for not being able to eat healthy. Oh, my kids, you know, the reason why I can't stay healthy this time is because my kids, they bring home junk food and they want to eat this and that. You're blaming your kids because you can't stay healthy? No. That's you can't do that. That's very low in my sense of no integrity when you're blaming your kids or you're blaming your wife. Oh, my wife, she eats this and that. Or you're blaming friends. Oh, my friends, oh, you know, it's during the time I want to see my friends and they're peer pressuring me. You know, you're blaming work. Oh, it's my work. I go to work and there's all this junk food around. Of course, there's all this junk food, but that's, you can't blame your work. You can't blame the environment. It's all up to you. You have to make those decisions. You're a man. You're a 40, 56 year old man. You got to make those decisions now, man. Like you got to take control and take control of your life and take control. Because once you have control, then you can have the kingdom. You can have your beautiful wife and queen and you can be someone your kids look up to. Someone they say, oh, that, you know, my dad is amazing. He, you know, stays healthy. He's, you know, just someone to look up to, as opposed to you blaming your kids for other things. So I just want to say we can't blame other things. Listen, your kids are going to come home with a ton of junk food and sweets, and you're going to have sweets. That's inevitable. Your house is probably going to have a ton of sweets around it during this time. That's inevitable. There's going to be leftovers. Probably in your fridge. That's inevitable. You're going to go to work and there's going to be a shitload of donuts and cake and all kinds of shit all around you during this time. Cookies. That's inevitable. It's going to happen. Your friends are going to want you to come out for that, you know, football, come over to my house and, you know, let's, you know, whatever, or come out to see so-and-so, or, you know, every year, like my friends, high school friends, we have this, you know, yearly, plan, like we meet up every year and, you know, people are drinking and catching up and all that kind of stuff. And all this stuff is happening during this time of the year, but you can't blame anyone else. Oh, that's the reason why I didn't do this. Or that's the reason why I did it. It's all you, man. So you got to be accountable. You got to stop lying to yourself. Not saying that you guys do, but have that in the back of your mind. I'm the one who has control, not anyone else. Okay. So that's, I need to say that just because I hear it all the time. It's everyone else's fault. It's not my fault, but it is your. You have to take responsibility. And once you start taking responsibility, then you become more of a man. You become more of an over 40 alpha. You have control over your life. And having control of your life makes you feel much better, makes you a lot happier. So let's go down these 10 tips to staying healthy. Number one, plan. Map out and plan. You know, it's easy, you know, whenever you don't have a plan, it's very easy to just get wrapped up in whatever's around, right? You don't know what's happening. You kind of like, you're kind of winging it. People like to say, oh, I'm just going to wing it. You can't wing it. That's the number one thing to not reaching your goals or to failure, is winging it, right? You got to have a plan. You got to have a plan of attack. You know, if you're having a baby, you don't just wing it. You plan everything. You plan the room, you plan having like a carriage, a crib, whatever, like, you know, you have everything, you have clothes ready, you plan for something like that. So this is something you need to plan on. Every day you need to plan. So planning and preparing and knowing what's coming up is going to be key. So that's one of the things that we do with that accountability. You know, every week we're not on it. And I take total blame for not being on that accountability, guys, because I'm not pushing you guys to be on the accountability thing, but we're going to get back to it, especially this time during the year, because I do have to say the guys who use the accountability guides each phase, from the very beginning literally are the guys who have the best results. Like all of you guys, like Alan and Mike and all the guys who actually every week would put their, you know, their plan. This is what I'm doing this week. This is what's coming up that may, you know, affect my nutrition. These are my workout plans. Everyone who did that literally is now going into week phase five or phase six even. That's going to be put up this week. And I've continued to like transform their body and health because it's that continuing plan of attack. So, and that's my fault for not pushing you guys and not, me not putting my accountability. So we're going to start back this week with accountability. Anyways, planning, meal prepping is key too. Having a meal prep and writing out your schedule ahead of time. So for me, I know that this week on Saturday, my sister, this Saturday, my sister-in-law is having her 50th birthday party. So we're having a big 50th birthday party for my sister-in-law. So I know that already. So I'm planning and using these tips and strategies around the fact that I know that when I go there, there'll probably be treats and food and whatever else is there. So knowing that ahead of time, you're prepared, mentally prepared, you're getting everything prepared, and you're going to use some of these strategies to prepare. So plan out every week from this week on till the end of December. Let's start planning our week, knowing what's coming up, because there's also going to be things that just pop up. Like, you know, your boss may come in with a fucking, excuse my language, with a, you know, a big tray of donuts. Hey, congratulations, you guys hit your quarter, whatever, sales or what, I don't know. I'm just, you know, making an example, but you know, that kind of stuff happens. You're not ready for it. But if you have a plan of attack throughout the week and okay, this is there and I may have something coming up this week, then it's much easier for you to handle that when it comes up. So that's number one, plan of attack. Number two is be more consistent with your workouts. So again, from this week on, we know that there's going to be a lot more things popping up, a lot more parties and events coming up. So we have to be even more consistent. Like right now, so most of you guys are on a 3-day a week. Maybe push it to 4 days a week. Maybe push it to 5 days a week, specifically during this time, because you will have a plan for that week. So maybe it's like, okay, this week I got two parties to go to. Maybe I'm going to do five shorter workouts. I'm not talking long workouts. That's totally the opposite of what you want to do, because again, longer workouts increase cortisol and decrease your growth hormones and testosterone. Excuse me. So we want to maybe add on another day, shorter workouts, 15 to 30 minutes. That's all you need. Maybe you use the workouts in the belly fat shred because those are 15-minute body weight workouts. Just add another day or even two. Like I'm going to allow you guys, usually, you know me, I'm like, it's all about recovery and rest. But this is a very important time of the year because again, it's generally a time where a lot of people slip up. So let's do something and put something in place where, you know what, I'm going to safeguard myself by so that I can still enjoy, but I'm going to keep my health there. And here's the other thing, the more consistent you are with your workouts, it's amazing because then you're going to continue to stay consistent, right? Like it's like, okay, I'm turning it up a notch, adding a fourth day or even a fifth day, depending on what phase you're in. So let me add those days. So again, it doesn't have to be something you're gonna do for the rest of, you know, the year, but just during this time, it's like, okay, let me just add another day or another 2 days, whatever it is, so that I ensure that I'm getting consistent. And it's not longer workouts. It's just, like I said, those 15-minute workouts in the belly fat shred or the phase six workouts that I'm about to upload, which are literally 6-minute circuits that you can merge. So upper body six circuit with an upper body circuit with lower body, and you merge those together, and that's one workout. Or you can just do those 6-minute workouts. Like honestly, it's just the consistency of moving and exercising during this time. That's the key, because once you build that in, the body's going to be like, okay, I need that workout. So that's one strategy. Is again, be more consistent. Add another day, whether you use a belly fat shred, whether you use a phase six. If you're a member, then you have access to that belly fat shred, or whether it's just using going back and doing another workout, whatever phase you're. So if you're phase three, maybe you're going to do 4 days or 5 days and just repeat one of the workouts. It's not a big deal. Again, it's just adding that safeguard during this time. Number three is fasting during the holiday whatever that party is fasting. So I love this. This is like, this has been my, like, I've been doing this for years, and you know, using a fast day before the event. So what I'll do is, again, I know that my sister-in-law, Charlotte, her big party is on Saturday. So I'm going to fast that whole day. I'm going to work out in the morning and I'm going to fast. I may have like a protein shake with my Lean Pro and a water, but that's it, because I know that at nighttime I'm going to eat. And I want to enjoy, and I want to do it guilt-free. So having that fasting, not only during the day will my body burn that fat as fuel because I'm fasting, but when I eat, when I eat all that food after fasting, and it's going to be a whole bunch of whatever food, my body's going to metabolize it's going to kickstart that metabolism again the next day. That's why we do 24-hour fast the 24-hour fast in phase 3. A lot of you guys have been adding the fasting, and it's been great. I mean, again, I fast a lot just because I know that if I eat the night before, I eat enough carbs the night before, then I don't have to eat in the morning. And I'm really busy, so eating it's just another layer that I don't really want to do, but I know I have to do it. So you know, and that all depends. Like when I was in Thailand, I definitely didn't fast because the training was a lot more intense. I was training 2-3 times a day. But at home, when I'm only training 3 or 4 days a week, if I'm not preparing for this fight, fasting is key. So that's huge. Like this is going to make or break your, this is an amazing strategy. Just fasting before that whole day before you indulge. Cause again, it's going to be a guilt-free meal that you know that you've fasted for. Your body's going to be using fat throughout the day. So it's fine. If you need something to give you energy, like, you know, I know that sometimes, you know, you get to the 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock hour, and it's like, you know, I'm hungry. So I have a coffee and coconut oil, or coffee and MCT oil, that gives me that energy. And again, that continues to help me fast. If you're not a coffee drinker, then just have a protein shake with water, like, you know, Lean Pro with water. That'll keep you satiated for that time. But that's perfect. And then what I also do is after that day, so Saturday is going to come, I'm going to fast during the day. I'm going to eat like crazy at night and just enjoy and not worry about anything. And then the next morning or day, I'm going to fast again because I already have enough carbs and enough, you know, energy in my body that the next day my body has fuel to go till lunch or to go even till after lunch. So, you know, I kind of like fast the day of and fast the day after. And that's kind of the strategy that works really well for me. And like actually it was my cousin Devel, who, if you guys want to follow Devel Morrison, she's my sister cousin. She's 1 year younger than me. She's amazing. And she taught me this like 6-7 years ago. She's like, don't you fast during the days of these events, our family events? Cause we have massive family events with good food, you know, macaroni and cheese, you know, gravy, all kinds of chicken and turkey. And like, we have it all, man. It's crazy. And you want to eat it, especially the mac and cheese. I'm a big mac and cheese guy when it's baked and my grandmother makes it. So like, don't you fast during the mornings? I'm like, no, man, I don't fast. I was like, well, that you should. And she's taught me the whole thing anyway. So, it's an amazing strategy and it's been working for me for years and I continue to use it to this day. So fasting on those days before are great. The next thing, number 4, is a fasted morning workout. So here's the other thing on top, because listen, we all know that you can't out-train a bad diet. So I told you guys to be consistent with your workouts, but if your nutrition is still, you know, horrible all the time, then it doesn't matter how many workouts you do. You guys are finding out that it's the nutrition that's going to help you transform the body and keep you healthy and boost the testosterone. The workouts are there, just there to accelerate your results. So a fasted workout in the morning, again, beautiful. A body's using the fat as energy, which is perfect. Again, it doesn't have to be long, 15 to 30 minutes fast. I love fasted workouts. Again, I generally don't like to eat before I work out because it just comes, because I'm going at a high intensity, it actually comes up when I'm training. So I don't like to eat before I work out. In fact, I'll have a coffee and MCT oil, 100%. That gives me the energy. And then it just allows me to just, you know, whip through and crush the workout. So fasting, having a fasted workout in the morning is great. Again, use one of the belly fat shred, use the workouts that you're using right now and do it fasted on the morning of your event, right? Like that. So Thanksgiving, if you're American, you got Thanksgiving coming up on Thursday. You know, you're going to fast until that Thanksgiving meal. You may have like a protein shake, whatever, but you're going to work out in the morning. Get that workout done in the morning. And if you drink coffee, that's perfect because you can have coffee and MCT oil or coffee and coconut oil. Mix that up. That's a perfect energy. It gives you energy without the crash, right? The coconut oil and the MCT oil specifically, specifically the MCT oil, that's a medium chain triglycerides. That are the best part of the coconut oil. That's the best fat. That's the fat that we should be trying to get in our bodies as much as possible. That is, when you mix that with black coffee, it's over. Like I just had one earlier on today or tonight. When I woke up from my sleep, I was like, okay, I got to get some energy. I got to, you know, so I'm going to have this coffee with MCT oil, and it was perfect. So that's key. So fasting, a fasted workout, amazing, amazing, especially during those days. Number five is you got to learn to say no. You have to learn to say no. And this is jumps on the whole blame game thing. We're men. We're 40, 50, 60, 70-year-old men. We're not children. We're not teenagers. We're not kids. We're men. And we need to be able to say no. No friend or family member or kid or anyone. Well, kids are hard to say no to, but anyway. But they're not if you're parenting your child, your wife, whatever. You got to say no to things under peer pressure, especially. This is another time where your family and your grandmother and your mother, or they may make this beautiful meal for you or what have you. And they're going to push all this stuff on you. Oh, I'm Italian, so we have all these meals that we have to eat. Yes, I understand. If you're Italian, you got to, the mother of my children, she's Italian. So I grew up with, you know, as my kids were growing up, I'd go to these big Italian festive meals, and it'd be like, oh my, look at all the pasta. Honestly, those were the times that you really had to do the fasted workouts and the fasted and fasting, because you know you're going to be, everyone's going to be coming in and hitting you up with food. That's cool. That's cool. Right. Would I say no? I mean, you have goals, right? So you have to think about, is this going to hamper my goal if I say yes, if I say no to this? Or is this going to, you know, is this okay? Because sometimes saying no actually allows you to say yes to events, parties, and other treats that you want. Because people are going to come up to you and say, hey, have this cake, and you really don't want it. You really, truly don't. Like, listen, I can't even eat this cake if you tried to force it down. I just don't want this. That's when you say no, because what's going to happen is going to give you the power to say, okay, I didn't have that cake because I know that tomorrow I have another big party to go to or a festivity to go to, and I'm going to want cake tomorrow. So I say no today, which gives me that ability and power to say yes to other things. So it's all about balance, right? It's all about balance. But you do have to learn to say no to peer pressure. If you don't want to have a drink with your buddies, or you're done, you've had a couple of drinks, you're like, okay, I'm done. Dude, you can't let those guys control you. Yes, guys, you can continue to drink. I'm going to continue to stay here and hang out with you guys and chill out and have fun. But I just don't want to drink because I want to stay healthy, and that's it. Like, you don't have to apologize for wanting to eat healthy, working out, and you know, I'm being healthy, right? You don't have to apologize for that. You just say, listen, I'm going to have a couple of drinks. Guys, even beforehand, like when I go to these things beforehand, I tell my guys, I'm not drinking, guys. So we can let's end it there. We don't need to push things away. I'm not drinking, and that's it. My friends already know that I don't drink anyway. So, but I used to be a massive, massive, massive drinker and drug person and all that kind of stuff. And so, you know, sometimes you still have to put that, you know, you have a disclaimer, and you know, when you see your friends, like, hey guys, I'm not drinking tonight. So, but let's have a good time. Like I can still have an amazing time not drinking. Not saying you don't have to drink, but I'm just saying, like, the peer pressure, your friends are always going to try to peer pressure you. Come on, it's Christmas. Come on, it's Thanksgiving. Come on, it's a football game. You don't have to succumb to that. You don't. You just say, no, I'm good, man. I'm good. I got my stuff on point. And then be all the people, oh, look at Carl. Look at Funk. He's Mr. Healthy Guys. Oh, he's eating healthy. It's like, you get all those guys. Those are just losers, right? You just look at them and like, man, I feel sorry for you. But anyway, you're going to have those people. No big deal. You don't, you know, you just, yes, I am that guy. Yes, that's me. Be proud. Right? That's me, man. I'm that guy. And then you'll see that soon enough, they'll fall back. So yeah, so learn to say no. Here's the other thing though. You don't want to deprive yourself. So this is I've been giving you guys all these strategies, but here's the main thing I want you to understand. You don't want to deprive yourself. You want to enjoy the food. You want to enjoy all the pasta when you go to the Italian dinners, which I loved, believe me. You want to indulge. You do. You want to have that. So you can't completely deprive yourself. You have to have that balance. So that's why I say when you have all these other things set up, the fasting, the workouts before, it's easy to say yes to other things that you want. Like, I want to have this and I don't want to feel guilty, and I'm not going to feel guilty because I have to have that balance. What happens is when you start to say yes to a lot of things, that's when everything becomes unbalanced, imbalanced, right? You can't deprive yourself, but you don't want to continue to indulge, because that's just that constant, you know, circle, like, you know, the constant domino effect of, okay, I'm eating and eating and eating and eating, or not eating healthy or whatever, day in and day out. There's got to be a balance. So yes, you have to enjoy. Like, that's why planning is key. You plan, okay, Saturday I'm going to enjoy, right? I'm going to eat a ton of food. I'm going to enjoy myself. But Saturday morning I'm going to fast, Saturday afternoon, and I'm going to work out. And I'm going to be good. I'm going to be set up and good. I'm going to have a good time. I'm not going to be, and then the next day, I'm not going to feel guilty. I'll probably go to the gym the next day or work out here upstairs the next day just to flush out whatever else. And then I'm good. And then here's the key, the rest of the week. I don't know if I talk about this after, but here, this is something else that it's really important. The rest of the week, you want to stay strict. Like, that's when you really want to make sure, like, the rest of the time that you're not going to go out and enjoy and party and festive, that's when you really have to stay strict. You really have to stay true to the nutrition plan. You really have to, you know, continue your workouts, because those are the days that are going to set you up for the days where you have that festival or plan or event or a party or what have you, and not feel guilty. Like, you're like, yeah, I've been eating great throughout this week. That's a balance. That's where the balance comes in. I'm eating amazing during the times where I'm not having a party, and then I'm able to party and enjoy and have a great and not be guilty and still stay on track. Because like I said, don't be surprised if at the end of these 6 weeks, when you step on the scale January 1st and make your resolution, that you're going to, you know, work out or whatever, that you've gained a couple of pounds. It's okay. It's okay, because we have the plan to get rid of that quickly, right? But it's when you step on and it's 20 pounds and 15 pounds and you just feel like shit. And it's like, you know, what happened? You know, your brain's all foggy because you just realize, like, what? Because these 6 weeks go fast. That's the other thing. They go really, really fast. Like, you're going from one thing to the next thing, the family to here to here. Like, everything goes really fast throughout this 6 weeks. So we really have to make sure that we plan so that we don't get caught up in it and we have that plan of attack. And yeah, we have to be a little bit more, we have to plan a little bit more and just focus a little bit more on this. But believe me, it's going to, at the end of these 6 weeks, you're going to be like, man, I'm so happy I did that. And it's going to be like a plan that you can use throughout the year, Easter and birthday parties. Like, listen, every month there's going to be something. So everyone's like, oh, well, I'll wait till this happens or I'll wait till this time. Or every single month, there's something, someone's birthday, something happening, some holiday. There's always something. So you just have to learn how to deal with those somethings, those parties, those things that happen. And by doing these things throughout these 6 weeks, what's going to happen is like, okay, I'm good. I've learned this new habit. I've learned this new strategy that now I can use throughout the year. This is my go-to. You know, the fasting, the preparing for the week, knowing that that's coming up. I know that's coming up. Like, for instance, I've got this party coming up, and then the next week is UFC Toronto. I don't know if you guys know, but I work for UFC in the Canadian events, in Australia and New Zealand events. And I work from, like, the time the fighters get on off the plane all the way to walking them out to the octagon and everything in between. So that week I'm working like 15-hour days, 16-hour days. It's crazy. And so food is not, like, it's just, you're not, everything's not healthy there. You got to eat what's at the hotel and what have you. So I really have to plan out that week and go, okay, well, Monday is going to be a crazy day. Maybe I pack a little something, you know, and just be aware that this is a week that's going to be insane. But I still do the workouts in the morning before I go. I have to, like, even though it's a 5 o'clock in the morning start, I'll still do something because it gives me energy. And I know that, okay, this day is going to be a little crazy. So I just need that little kickstart to my day, you know? So it's just planning, right? That's all I'm saying is planning. So number seven is meal prep. So that just jumps on part of, on the top of not depriving yourself. And by not depriving yourself, you have to have a plan. So meal prepping is key. So remember I talked about having that during the days you're not going to party, that's when you have to be stricter. And that's where meal prep comes into place. That's going to be the time when you're preparing your meals. And we already know how to do that. And just to let you guys know, this week, 100%, I'm going to be uploading the meal prep, the whole meal prep program. So there's going to be that. I don't know if you guys were on last call we had was about meal prep. I have a video about meal prep. I've got a couple other videos that show you how I prep my meals. And then there's the ebook. So you'll have everything you need now to help you with meal prepping each week. And this is going to be, again, the most important time. 6 weeks now. Let's start meal prepping on Sundays or whenever day you want, and making sure that we have meals for the other days. Because here's the thing that happens on those other days is that there's, like I said, there's always going to be, what's up? Is that Lance? No. What's up, brother? Wow. Oh, hey, good to see you. So there's always going to be days where you're going to come home from work or from whatever, and you're going to be super tired, but there's leftovers, there's junk food, there's treats because of the time of the year it is. So you have to make sure that you have something planned. Like you have a meal already set. Cause you're going to be too tired to cook. And then that's when you're like, oh, you know what? Let me just order a pizza or here's some leftovers of, you know, whatever. Let me just get that in. Cause I'm really, really hungry. When you meal prep your week, you already have that, the balance plate already done. So you just pick your protein, pick your carb, you know, your complex carb, you pick your vegetables, cook up a little vegetables or a salad, whatever. And then you have your fats and you're there. So now you have the good foods that you need to keep your body metabolizing and transforming. And you're not succumbing to whatever's in the fridge that's unhealthy, which will make you feel guilty, it's all a domino effect. We'll get down to the road of eating shittier more. So this is the time you got to meal prep now. Like meal prep around your week, meal prep around the parties that you have food available and ready for you to take and eat when you get home. Okay. Number nine is cut yourself some slack. This is huge. Again, another big one. There are going to be times when, you know, there's going to be times when unforeseen things happen. Like you just got to promote, let's say you just got a promotion or you get a bonus. And your boss is like, all right, man, you got a promotion, congratulations, or you got the surprise bonus or whatever. You know, here's a cake for Carl and then or Funk, and they cut up this cake and you got to eat the cake. Like, I mean, you just got promoted, damn it. The cake. And then you're going to feel guilty, but you got to cut yourself some slack, especially during this time. You can't beat yourself up if you slip up or what have you. You miss a workout or you ate unhealthy that, you know, this meal. Like, don't beat yourself up. It's because that leads to guilt, and guilt always 100%. Leads to things you've done. Comfort foods, which are mostly unhealthy foods. So don't cut yourself some slack. If that happens, like, all right, no problem. Let it go. You know, but it doesn't mean that you use that to make excuses. You know, you let yourself slip up all the time, right? You got to cut yourself some slack, but don't, oh, you know, today I cut myself some slack because I slipped up. Tomorrow I'm going to cut myself some slack. And the next day I'm going to cut myself some slack. No, this isn't something unplanned happened, or, you know, you weren't able to work out a day because something else happened, or your kids, you know, something else happened at school with your kid, or, you know, your wife, something happened with your wife or whatever it is. You can't get like, oh my God, I missed the workout. Shit. No, what's going to happen? Oh God, I feel guilty. No, just cool down. You got a plan. Life happens, and we know how to get back on track because we've already meal prepped. We know that, you know, we're going to be consistent with the workouts. If we miss that one workout on Wednesday, I'm going to pick it up Thursday, Friday, and maybe Sunday. You know what I mean? Like, don't get wrapped up on especially during this time. Things happen. Life happens. So you're going to miss things, or you're going to be surprised with something that you really can't control. And you don't want to say no, right? There are times where you don't want to say no because, you know, this thing has happened to you. Like, man, you just got a promotion. these people did something for you. You got to show them some, you know, that's a case where, you know, you got to show someone some appreciation. If they want you to eat a bit of cake, you have a piece of cake, right? You don't have to have the whole thing. You don't have to have a massive piece. You just say, look, I'm eating healthy. I'm trying to stay healthy, but you know, you did this for me, so I'm going to have a piece. You know, that's cool, right? And you don't have to feel guilty about that. And that oftentimes happens to me. You know, if something happens or whatever, I launch a program and, you know, my wife surprised me, or it's usually my sister-in-law, she'll surprise me with something. And I tell her, listen, man, you know, I'm not eating, you know, I'm trying to stay healthy and fit and whatever. And this actually, you know, sticks me away from my goal. This helps makes me feel like shit, but you've done something for me that, and I need to appreciate you. So maybe I'll have a little piece. And I don't feel guilty about it because I know that I have a plan and I can bounce right back. So that's the same thing with you guys. You can bounce right back. Don't beat yourself up. If you miss a workout, you're just going to get back on it the next day. If you eat, you know, something happens where you got to eat unhealthy at that time and you just can't control it, that's okay. Listen, life happens. We're human. We make those things, but we got to get back on track. We can't continue to let that be the excuse that we use every day, right? We got to stay true to ourselves. We can't lie to ourselves. And we can't blame anybody else. Okay, number 9 is setting small goals. So this comes back to the accountability, which I'm going to take account. I'm going to take blame because I haven't pushed this on you guys like I used to at the very beginning. So I'm going to take blame on this, and I'm going to continue start pushing you guys completely by putting my goals of the week. But we've got to set small goals because, as you know, setting those smaller goals are going to be key to the bigger goals. Like for me, I got a fight, Muay Thai fight, December 15th. And so instead of me saying, okay, I got to lose 10 pounds for this fight, and just thinking about 10 pounds, 10 pounds, 10 pounds, now I'm setting up, okay, 2 pounds this week, 3 pounds next week, you know, 3 pounds a week after, so that I'm only cutting 2 pounds of weight. That's how, so when you're setting smaller goals, it allows you to reach those bigger goals. But also when you're setting smaller goals, it allows you to manage the parties and things that are coming up. As you can see, this all ties into each other, right? So setting smaller goals throughout the week, which means going into that accountability again. And like I said before, the guys who use the accountability at the beginning are the guys to this day who are still getting amazing results, feeling amazing, transforming. And just, it's like, it just, how you have more control over what you're going to do. And you have a plan of attack because, like I said, life happens. So we're going to get back onto accountability. Everyone read an accountability guide, no matter what phase you're in tonight or tomorrow morning, read that accountability guide and start putting up those accountability stuff there. I'm going to shoot an email, a video tomorrow, and an email out tomorrow about that specific thing. But I want people to start using the accountability guide and putting your goals, you know, what your goals are, what your workout schedule is going to be, you know, what things you foresee this week that are going to be challenging, right? Like when you have all that in place, you're just like, okay, this is going to be challenging. I got Charlotte's, you know, my sister-in-law's, party, but I know that I'm going to fast. I'm going to do this. I'm going to be cool. I'm going to be fine. If I, you know, slip up, I'm going to cut myself some slack. All that kind of stuff is there. So, read the accountability guide, put that, your goals up, share your goals, because when you share the goals publicly, it keeps you accountable. It keeps to yourself. It keeps you accountable to me, and it keeps you accountable to your brothers. All these guys who are on this video call and all the guys who are in there who are supporting this. Again, I'm getting goosebumps because I love the support that you guys give each other in the Facebook group. Because, listen, truly speaking, when you're on a health and fitness lifestyle, when you're changing, you're transforming your body, you're losing weight. When you're on that, you seldom get a lot of support from other people outside of you. Seldom, of course. My wife, she supports, but there's always those guys who are like, ah, you can't do this. Or because maybe you've tried this often and they're just like sick and tired of hearing this. Oh, I'm going to change. And you never do. So it's very seldom you get support. Most people actually will like, oh, you can't do that. Or they'll push, like, they, even though they know that you're trying to lose weight, they'll push all that unhealthy stuff at you. Just that's their own thing. And they may not be doing it on purpose, but it's tough to get outside support when you're on this kind of thing. It really is. But having support is going to be key to success. So I love the fact that we can go inside the Brotherhood private group and post our befores and pictures. And Mike, you're awesome at posting the every month those pictures come up. I love that you do that because it just keeps everyone motivated, inspired, you know, that, you know, and in you especially, it's like, okay, I'm posting, this is where I'm at this now. I go again this month. That's where I'm at this now. And it also in, maybe in the back of your mind or maybe in the front of your mind, you're thinking, okay, shit, man, I got to post that. I got to post my transformation picture this month, and I better stay on track because I don't want my transformation picture to go the other way and be like, what the hell happened, right? So it keeps you accountable, even in the back of your mind. So yeah, it's key to get on the accountability and just take, it's like literally takes 10 minutes. Especially if you're doing it more often every week, it's just like, okay, you know that this is coming up. This is what I gotta do. Here's my goal. 1.5 pounds this week. That's my goal. You know, my goal is to stick to the 4 workouts, try the 1 workout, whatever it is. Just again, all of this stuff that you're doing here will all transfer over to everyday life, transfer over to everything you do in life. You're going to start to be that person who plans and executes and stays outside their comfort zone. And when something happens, you look for a solution instead of a way out. Like all this kind of stuff, this 100%, man, this is what has helped me in my entire life. And having two companies and, you know, every single day, believe me, there's something that happens. One or two things that are like, holy shit, man, how am I going to fucking deal with this? But I got to have a solution. I've got to, you know, learn something. I got to go on YouTube and tutorial on how to use this or that, or it's crazy, but you just find a way. And that's how we have to continue to do this. But these things here are going to help you throughout your everyday life. I'm telling you, everyday life. You need to be more, I can't remember the word I'm looking for, but it'll help you in everyday life. Number 10 is water, water, water. I can't stress this more. I shot a video in Thailand about drinking 16 to 32 ounces of water every morning, but even this time, man, proper hydration is key because a lot of the foods that we're going to eat are going to have your body holding water. So like when I eat mac and cheese on, you know, whatever it is, Charlotte's birthday or whatever, and I got a big massive plate of mac and cheese baked from my grandmother, I know that my body's going to hold a shitload of water. And when I step on, if I step on that scale, I'm going to be like 3-4 pounds heavier. It's be like, what the hell, especially all that food you bring in. In order for your body to release all that water, you got to drink more water. And it sounds counterintuitive. Why would I drink water to release water? Well, because your body's holding water. So it's like, I don't know where I'm going to get water from. So I better hold on to this. And that's where you're going to see that bloating and you're going to feel, you know, inflammation, right? That's all the inflammation too. When your body's holding water, it's another part of inflammation. So the more water you drink, the more your body's going to flush out that water. Water is connected with fat loss, so that's cool. So just, you know, ensuring that during these next six weeks, you're drinking at least 60% of your body weight in water and ounces, at least 60% of your body weight in water and ounces, but even, you know, a little bit more, like, you know, making sure that every time you go to the washroom, you got clear pee or, you know, just almost clear, knowing that's an indication that you have enough water and you're hydrated. So just really keeping hydrated during this time is massive. And that's it for the 10. Now, here's a bonus, because not everybody actually indulges in every time they go. Like, not everyone does that. Like, not everyone goes to parties and eats up all this stuff. Like, for me, when my cousin Devel, by the way, follow Devel Morrison online if you are single. She's beautiful. She's smart. She's a TV personality. And Devel Morrison, anyways, that's just my sister / cousin. She has a party every year, one of her parties. It's massive in her house. It's huge. There's a lot of people and there's a lot of food. But I don't generally like eating at that party because there's just so much happening and, you know, there's so many people there and you want to talk to people that you haven't seen and meet new people. And, you know, you just want to be like focused on what's going on and having a good time, that I generally don't like eating all the stuff that she has at that party. So what I do is I eat before. So I'll eat a nice, healthy, nutrient-dense food before. And that way, when I get to the party, I don't have to worry. I'm not hungry. I may have some water or some Perrier or whatever. I'm cool because I know that it's not like family where like they're going to come on. The reason why you're here is to eat, right? Like that's different. That's like a meal. At those parties, the reason why you're there is to just, it's a social gathering. So I don't generally like to eat at those, at my cousin's specifically, because there's just so much happening and there's like hundreds of people in the house. And so I'll eat before. And then that way when people say, hey, aren't you eating? Nah, I ate before because, you know, I didn't know it was here. Whatever. I just make some excuse. I don't make excuse. I tell them I ate before. That's literally what happened. So if you don't want to partake, then just eat before. Again, you may have a couple of things, but you're already full. Your body's already got the food that it needs. So you don't have to eat during that time. And that's basically, you know, the tips that you can use throughout. I'm going to reprint this and post it. I'm probably going to take a picture of this and post it as well. But listen, all of these things, there's a lot on this whiteboard, but there isn't a lot on this whiteboard because a lot of this thing intertwines with each other. Like the working out consistency, consistently just means you're adding one workout. You know, planning is the same as setting goals, right? You're going to plan your week. You're going to plan what is coming up for that week. Don't try to go too broad because sometimes you get lost. Just go week by week if you can. If you want to go broad, by all means. When I say broad, I mean like planning like three, four weeks in a row. I have a calendar here, a whiteboard type calendar. So I just write on that calendar. I have a calendar for just my own personal, and then I've got a calendar for business stuff. But the calendar for my own personal is great because I can just like highlight, okay, I've got Charlotte's party, I got UFC, I got my fight night, I got, you know, my whatever, DeVell's party, and then things around it. I'm going to work, and then I put my accountability plan. Okay, I'm going to work out these days. Here's my goal. It's perfect. It's a little sheet where you can dry erase markers on it. I can't show it to you because I got my computer here, but I'll take a picture of it. But again, that's easy because then I can just put it up in my office and I know, okay, this is what's coming up. It's always there, front and center. I'm going to work out, you know, add that extra workout. It's all about planning. So whether it's in your phone, whether it's on your, what you know, on your wall, whatever, wherever it is, in the kitchen, fridge, whatever, wherever it is, make it so that you can see it all the time and it keeps you on track and it keeps you planned and prepared. So, you know, again, a couple things there go hand in hand. Of course, the fasting and the workouts go hand in hand. So on the day of your party, fast in the morning. Fast in the morning, fast in the afternoon. Work out early in the morning so that you're working out fasted. Have a coffee and MCT oil or coconut oil. Have a protein with water. But fast so that you can enjoy. Remember, this is all about enjoying this time. You want to enjoy this time. So what I'm doing here is giving you a plan so that you can enjoy this time guilt-free. Because it's the guilt that kills us, man. I know a lot of us try to say, nah, man, but deep inside, you know, as men, we tend to hold things inside. And specifically as a black man, I'm not saying anything for any other culture or whatever, but me specifically, I'm black. So I know as a black man in our culture, it's very easy for us to push things under the rug, right? You know, mental illness, all this. We don't talk about any of that shit, right? We push it under the rug. We can't show our feelings because it's weakness. But what that does is just it creates more tension inside of us, more, you know, not being able to let things out. So it's really important that we, I don't know where I was going with this, but guilt-free. Yes. So that we don't want to be guilty. We definitely don't want to feel guilty. That's going to add more stress and more mental stuff as well, if you keep stuff in long enough. So the reason why I'm giving this, so we don't feel guilty. Like I don't want to feel guilty when I'm eating all this amazing food. So guess what? I'm going to put all this into place so I don't feel guilty. So I feel great. So the next day I'm not like, oh shit, man, I can't believe I did all that. No. You just back on track. I do my workouts. Maybe I fast in the morning and I'm just like every day and I'm enjoying these days, enjoying this. This is the year you're going to really enjoy the holidays without feeling guilty because we're going to have all this in place. Once you do, you literally, it's amazing. Like I get excited for these times because I get to see my friends. I get to see my family. I get to hang out. I get to carry on. You know, we get to do all kinds of cool stuff, meet people without, you know, saying, oh man, I'm going to sabotage my health and fitness. Like I said, you are going to put on maybe a couple of pounds. Actually, to tell you the truth, I generally don't gain weight during this time because I use all this stuff. So I don't gain weight. You know, I'm always working out a little bit more and fasting and what have you. So anyways, it's just, we want to have fun. We want to enjoy, but let's get a plan together. Let's take accountability for everything. Stop blaming kids and parents and all these other people. You know what you're getting into. But let's now come in with a plan of attack. So we're like, okay, man, I'm going to enjoy this. And this plan, listen to this. Here's the kicker. This plan here is going to set you up for the rest of the year. Because when things come up for the rest of the year, like I said, there's always going to be something every freaking month. There's going to be someone's birthday, someone's communion, someone's freaking whatever promotion. Something's going to happen. There's holidays. So once you have this, it's like, oh, okay, I got so-and-so's party coming up. It's their birthday. This is their 50th birthday. So it's really special. They want me to be there. Here's my plan. I'm going to fast during the day. I'm going to work out in the morning. I'm going to fast the next day. I'm going to enjoy myself when I'm there. Guilt-free. Done. And I'm going to stay on track because now I'm still on track. I haven't lost anything. Because generally speaking, when you do that and then stay consistent with everything else, you don't lose anything in your health. And that's why I actually tell you guys to pick 4 meals a month for your cheat, guilt-free meals, right? Because I say you need to have that. So during this time, you're already going to have those 4 days, 4 meals, not days, 4 meals that are going to be guilt-free. But here's just adding the icing on the cake. No pun intended in regards to eating unhealthy, but it's the icing on the cake that you're going to add to really ensure that you're not over, you know, you're not too far away from your goals. And like I said, you're going to see that you're not really going to gain a lot of weight if you just stick to this plan. You're not. You're just going to be like, oh yeah, everything. You may even lose during this time because you're kicking things up a notch, right? You're a little bit stricter on your nutrition. You're adding another workout. You're fasting more. I'm telling you, man, you're gonna see a difference for sure. That's it, guys. Any questions?
Hey, so I hope you enjoyed that episode and got a ton of information that you can go back and actually start using in your everyday life. And if you got any bit of information, useful information or valuable information from this episode, please give this this podcast episode a 5 rating. Give it a nice high rating. It helps with the podcast. It helps keep our rating high so that I can continue to bring you great guests and more episodes of this podcast. Also, please make sure you download the Over 40 Alpha podcast app. You can find that in your app store. Go down and download that because you'll make sure that you never miss another episode. It's very easy to access. And if you haven't downloaded this yet, please download my free 1 week Over 40 Shred program for men by going to www.freeover40shredprogram.com. That's freeover40shredprogram.com. Thanks so much for your time. And until next time, get it done. Pow.
You've been listening to the Over 40 Alpha podcast, hosted by Funk Roberts, former professional athlete turned master metabolic trainer and best-selling author, bringing you the best information to help you get into the best shape and health of your life in your 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond. Join us for another podcast.